Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. Three Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
This is the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. The Bombers are up on the Panthers of Siloam Springs 23-13. And a very good first half for Mountain Home after opening up with the first 8 points of the ballgame. The Bombers led 10-6 after the end of the first, but in the second quarter, they really put the hammer down. 13 points compared to just 7 for Siloam Springs, and the Bombers ended the half on a 8-0 run. Unofficially, Wyatt Gilbert leading the way with 10 points. He has hit a 3, and the rest have come from the field. Jake McGee with 6 points on 2 3-pointers. Satch Harris with 4 points. Matt Jones, he's hit a 3. That's his only points of the ballgame so far. For Siloam Springs, they've been led by Joshua Stewart with 5 points. Drew Vachon has 4 points. Evan Sauer has 2. The defense for the Bombers has been impressive in the first half. They have not allowed Siloam Springs to run the cuts they want to run to the basket. They've denied the passing lanes, and the Panthers have been stymied on the offensive end. On the other end, the Bombers pretty much doing what they want to do. They're being very patient and picking their spots to attack. You expect Jones to maybe have a little more presence in the offense in the second half, but so far it's been working very well in the first half. We will take a short timeout and return to Siloam Springs. Bombers on top by 10 at the half, and you're listening to Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Halftime here at what they call the PAC, the Panther Athletic Center here in Siloam Springs. Bombers on top 23-13. Again, don't forget, after everyone hopefully has a very Merry Christmas, basketball back on tap as the first Arkansas Bail Bonds Invitational Tournament gets underway on the 26th, running through the 28th. Girls bracket and boys bracket. The Bombers will open up on Thursday at 6:40 against Hamburg. Other teams in the tournament, Junction City will take on Cave City. Clarendon against Flippin, and Farmington takes on Paragould. On the girls' side, Mountain Home opens up with Junction City at 8 o'clock on the 26th. Harbor and Watson Chapel will meet. And in the other side of the brackets, Rogers and Paragould, Farmington, and Highland. So that ought to be an outstanding tournament. I encourage you to get out and see that if you can. Bombers, it appears, tonight aren't going to be headed for their third straight buzzer beater, but you just never know. That's the way basketball goes. Of course, the two-point loss at against Pulaski Academy in the Cabot tournament on a buzzer, but then fortunes were reversed in the last game at Harrison, as Gilbert hit the three to allow the Bombers to beat the Goblins 65-62 in overtime. Again, our leading scorer, Wyatt Gilbert, with 10 points. Jones with just 3, coming off that 27-point, 17-rebound performance against Harrison. Satch Harris with 4 points. Jake McGee with 6. Bombers looking good so far through half number one. We'll see what kind of adjustments Coach Fulcher makes. I'm sure Tim Stewart of Siloam Springs is going to make some adjustments as well Bombers doing it from the outside, not really pounding the ball inside, but they haven't been able to. Silent Springs matches up pretty good size-wise with the Bombers. I might say Silent has a slight advantage size-wise, but not a very large one. But still, the size advantage, nonetheless, the Bombers have done a good job of counteracting that and the man-to-man pressure from the Panthers with some outstanding man-to-man pressure from themselves. We'll take one more time out here at halftime. This is the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, and you are listening to Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC.
This is the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. The clock shows 2:30 left in halftime, and neither team's out on the floor. Oh, here come the Bombers out of the locker room. No sign of the Panthers. Again, the Bombers on top, 23-13. And they have controlled the game throughout, jumped out to an 8-0 lead to start the ball game, and have not looked back. Siloam Springs managed to get it down to two at 15-13, but then the Bombers went on an 8-0 run to close the half. And that is how we got to this 10-point lead. Well, the Panthers decided to rejoin us as well. And the Bombers not taking any warm-up shots. Coach Fulcher going over what he expects. Got the whiteboard out, drawing up some plays. The Panthers were form a couple shooting lines and try to get back into their shooting groove, which the Bombers have not allowed them to do so far. Let's say we take our final break, and then we'll be back, and we'll be ready for the second half of action. This has been the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Bombers on top at the half, 23-13 in Siloam Springs. And you're listening to Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.